With Laura Fox
Podcast.
Now, as the summer comes to a close, lots of people are going to be looking at booking their next set of treatments or even tweakments. And here now to talk us through some of them and how much they might cost is Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skingredients and the Skin Nerd. You're very welcome to the show.
Thanks, Laura, and welcome back from your amazing holiday.
I know, I had the time of my life. Dropped a bomb there for you as well, 3 seconds ago.
I was like,
I need all spreadsheets, everything that's going on with your wedding. Once you're done with them, pass them over this way. We definitely need to do wedding skin now as well.
Definitely do. We're
not talking about that today. We're talking about tweakments and treatments, and just like, I mean, we may as well start off, what's the difference between them?
Yeah, of course. So I think, I suppose myself as a facialist, I've grown up always giving facials to people. So just to go a step before that, so a facial is more synonymous with when you go to a spa treatment, and it's relaxing and it's more therapeutic and it's as great for your brain as it is for your skin. Treatments are slightly more elevated and advanced in that we ask more from them. So example, they're going to trigger collagen or elastin, or they're going to really help pigments. So ultimately, if you have a skin woe or a skin goal, I prefer calling them goals, that's what it will start to tackle. And then a tweakment usually involves an injection of some form, and it definitely needs and warrants a medic, be it a nurse or a doctor, to administer it. So there's kind of different tiers, if you will. You can have an element of all, you can have an element of none, whatever you wish, whatever you choose, depending on budget and how you feel about your own skin and face.
Well, let's talk about treatments first, because microneedling has been very, very popular for the last couple of years. But why should we definitely not be doing this at home and only going to a professional?
Such a great question, and thank you for introducing it that way. So microneedling, anyone that doesn't know, if you imagine, it almost looks like this is a really random analogy, so Laura, bear with me.
Go
but it looks
it.
Like a little old school lawnmower. You know when you got the lawnmower in the olden days? Please don't. Maybe this is the worst analogy. So you like push it along. That's what it looks like. So it's basically a stick, if you will, and it has a little rotatory head on it that's manual, meaning it's not pumped by any machine. It's just your hand that does the work. And there's varying lengths of needles. So ultimately what you're trying to do in a clinic environment is use a longer length needle. So you're usually numbed, which means you need a nurse or a doctor to be present, or a facialist with a nurse or a doctor. And the whole goal, people are thinking, why would I want this? Why would they do this to me? The whole goal, kind of comparable to the gym, is that you're causing slight controlled trauma in a medical scenario, so that it then triggers what's called your fibroblast cell. It's a nerdy bit. This is your collagen and elastin. Mm-hmm. So as you creep towards 30, 40, 50, you'll start to see different things change on the face. So perhaps the gel area is dropping. The little lines from your nose down to your mouth is called your nasolabial fold. They tend to become more prominent. The eyelids tend to drop. Now, some people might be listening thinking, and what? And that's perfect.
Yeah.
But for some people, skincare isn't just vanity. It affects how they feel in themselves and therefore their confidence. So I personally love microneedling. I used to train microneedling in London for years. I adore it because it's your body regenerating itself. So ultimately, you're using a device. Now, it can be the manual I speak of, or it can be a machine. It's in clinic. It's a long enough needle. The goal is that you're causing slight trauma, slight inflammation, but in a controlled manner, with a view to 3, 6, 9 weeks later, you're starting to see a difference, but it's your body repairing itself. So nothing's going in by your own body regenerating itself. I have to close this off because you asked beautifully why people do this at home, and they do this at home, and that causes me a little bit of heartache. So I would just, at home when you're doing it, it's called home needling, and it should be a needle.
Yep.
They're not really needles, they're more like a projection. You generally don't feel them. They're usually 0.02 millimeters, so genuinely teeny tiny, and that's just with a view to getting your products into your skin. So they look the same, similar-ish premise, but ultimately, so please don't confuse them, and don't buy them from random sites online. Leave the clinic, do the clinic work, and if you want to buy them at home, just make sure it's a home needle.
Microneedling was one of the best investments that I ever made, because I broke out when I was 28, really bad adult acne, all up my two cheeks, jawline, everything, and I'll never forget coming in here, having my microneedling done, and you look mental after it. Like, you are so red, and then you flake a lot where the acne is, so I was flaking loads, but the payoff was absolutely like astronomical, because there was no scarring left after it.
Yeah, see, that's the key thing. And particularly, as you say, someone that has problematic skin, sometimes the problematic skin or the breakouts are, they're upsetting in the moment, but then they go, and then you're left with what's called post-inflammatory erythema, those red marks thereafter. And microneedling in a clinic environment is honestly divine for really helping regenerate it. Again, it's back to, some people categorize tweakments and treatments as always having to get something, inverted commas, put into your face, but that's not this case. This is your body doing the work for itself.
All its bits. Next one is familiar to listeners, but maybe not for the same reason, because we're talking about radio frequency and what benefits does radio frequency have?
I know, right? Similar metabolism. apologies. So ultimately, radio frequency is a technology that's been around for decades and it's just innovating constantly. So there's lots of brands, but if we just talk about the family name that is radio frequency, essentially what it's trying to do is cause, again, the key word here is controlled. So it's done in a clinic. It's not really done at home. And it's ultimately trying to target, again, the lower layer of the skin. So if you think about the skin almost in two parts, if in a simplistic manner, the top layer is where skincare at home treats. And then the lower layer where it can penetrate through is what we're always trying to address, if you will, in a treatment room in whatever shape or form. So with this, you're again targeting the same areas. Usually it's the neck more so for radio frequency, which is quite a hard area to tackle because you've got a muscle in the middle called the platysma, and that starts to separate. So the skin becomes lax and the muscle is slightly looser. So you're trying to always trigger and bring them back together in a sense. So really you're actually trying to trigger the skin to get to about 41 to 43 degree heat, which as you can imagine is quite hot. And again, back to that word, that it's kind of causing that controlled micro trauma with a view to your skin saying, oh my goodness, what just happened here? And then it regenerates its own collagen and elastin. Results take time. Patience is key in everything in life, right? But in this sense, definitely. So I have had it done around my neck area and I personally swear by it as a preventative measure. Okay. I've had family members in their 70s get it done where perhaps they didn't do it as a preventative measure and the results are undeniable. But my top tip always is really look into who you're going to, ask for their portfolio and ensure that you're confident and you've had a consultation.
That is also very, very true, because you can easily just take someone's word for it and be like, oh yeah, whatever. But you are paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
You are doing something to your body. You are totally entitled to ask these questions.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always say, because people say, you know, obviously I'm such an advocate of skincare, I have my own skincare brands and I just adore skin. So why do you need, inverted commas, those treatments as well? You don't need them.
Yeah.
I see skincare as a non-negotiable baseline. It doesn't help. So for example, the two treatments we've discussed, or more we'll discuss now, they don't necessarily help the pigment or the redness or the texture or the oil or the hydration levels necessarily in the skin. So it's looking in the mirror and go, right, what would I like to try and tackle or address or, you know, prevent? And so then figuring out which treatment might complement your already doing, your cleansing, your antioxidant, your retinol, your SPF. Yeah, so sometimes people do one and not the other. And I think that's when you don't get the best overall result and you negate the need to prioritise your skincare.
Okay, so we've covered the skin rejuvenating itself, right? And tricking itself into doing that. But let's move on to tweakments. And we're going to start with a salmon. And you're going to tell us what this is all about and your experience with it.
I was saying this to my son recently and I just, so look, if anyone that doesn't know what we're going to talk about, it's called polynucleotides. So it's a bit of a mouthful. And you might see it like all the big kind of beauty magazines are talking about it, and the taglines are that it's from the gonads of fish, so it's essentially like, so people are calling it salmon sperm. Am I allowed to say that on 2FM?
Yeah, well, you said it now.
Sorry, please have me back.
Well, say it as it is.
But that's like, you go onto every single publication right now, it's just the headline to draw people in, because obviously you raise an eyebrow and you think, why would somebody want to put this into the face? So again, it's back to, I suppose, regenerating the skin. So this is particularly trying to trigger our own collagen elastin. And the reason they choose salmon as a fish, obviously not for any vegans or particularly vegetarians out there, it's like a cell communicator. So essentially when you put this in, it goes in a little needle. It can be done all around the face. So for example, I had it done yesterday. And so all around my eye area, I naturally have dark hollows. Eye creams I adore, but I don't believe it's fair and ethical to say that an eye cream will treat what just it can't.
Yeah.
So I naturally have dark hollows. So I chose to get it done because of the darkness and just the natural kind of thinning of the skin. I'm nearing towards 40, so I'm just trying to be preventative. Mm-hmm. But again, so you put this particular substance, a nurse or a doctor puts this particular substance into the face. It causes a little bit of swelling. It's an unusual sensation. It's done in about 3 minutes. You need three done in a kind of close succession. So every 3 weeks for three treatments. Affordability wise, everyone's, I suppose, perspective of what affordable will vary, but it gives your skin the tools it needs to help communicate to its own DNA. Ultimately, it means it triggers your own skin's collagen and elastin. So not dissimilar to the microneedling concept, just a more advanced, innovative and slightly more invasive, in that it's a needle going into a specific area.
What does your skin react like? Like how do you look right after it?
Well, you're looking at me right now.
Well, I mean, you look right amazing.
Yesterday, I looked a little bit swollen. I think it's the nerd in me, Laura. I love documenting it, watching it, seeing how it performs, and other friends and family, I'll get them to do the same, because everyone's body and healing response will vary. But having had only one treatment done, there is a remarkable difference around the eye area. I don't need concealer as much.
Fabulous.
And if I'm wearing no makeup, yes, there were those ladies and men who out there know what the woes of a dark circle is at five in the morning. It's not great. But then some people will say to me, that's a bit excessive. But again, it's about going to the right place, the right clinic, ensuring that it's the correct treatment and that you've had a consult. And I always encourage people to go for a consult and leave and then go back. So you have time to digest it, mull it over and figure out if it's absolutely right for you.
And also, because I know like these questions come up all the time, it's what makes you happy.
Yeah, it's a personal
thing. It's a personal
sure.
thing all the time. Okay, let's talk about Profilo because this again, I feel like it was nearly a buzzword. It's just been thrown around the place all the time. What is it?
So Profilo, where it differentiates is that it's more like a skin booster. So I adore the ingredient hyaluronic acid for the face, and you can put it on at home, but it's a large molecule. So essentially when you're putting hyaluronic acid on at home, it causes a beautiful swelling of the skin and that it looks really hydrated and dewy and fresh, and you'll find it in most tans, you'll find it in most bronzing products, you'll find it in most foundations and in standalone skincare. However, it doesn't get into that lower layer that I spoke of a few moments ago. And so this is, again, a needle that is administered by a nurse or a doctor. And so because they're able to obviously administer injections, they can use this pure hyaluronic acid and put into the lower layer with a view to it. This is the here is the theme, right? So not only do you get the benefit of the hyaluronic, but it's also causing your own collagen and elastin to regenerate itself. And the reason why we keep saying regenerate collagen and elastin is that the beautiful news for those of you at 25 will now know that it starts to go in a lifelong retirement package. Yeah. So the further away from 25 you are, the less likely your skin and your body is to regenerate its own collagen and elastin. Yeah. So I suppose in the aesthetic sector, we're always trying to challenge that and to give our body tools and means to regenerate it.
Yeah.
Which means then you're less likely to have lines, wrinkles, the drop in the skin, the pore size is massively, massively impacted too, because that's an elastin stretch. So there's a lot of benefits to it, and it all comes back to confidence. And you can actually get it done in the hands as well.
Oh.
So when they do it on the face, they kind of inject 10 little, like so five insertions on either side. It's not a filler, which is something to definitely distinguish. So people confuse the two because the base ingredient is comparable, i.e. it's hyaluronic acid, but filler is where people put something in and it kind of plumps out or changes the volume or the shape. Yeah. So example, people might know it for around the lips, for example. People often get it there to make the lips look slightly larger. Profilo, I heard somebody describe it like honey before, and I thought it was a clever analogy. So what I mean by that is, and it's not honey, just for the record. I know it's discussed a lot of things, but this isn't
no
honey.
More is honey.
Fish. Oh, don't go, move on. But no, so essentially when they place that little injection into the side of the face, it doesn't go sitting in that space. It kind of weaves and folds and ebbs and flows into the surrounding areas, so you get an all over dewiness to the skin and an undeniable glow.
Okay, amazing. Right, lastly, when it comes to doctor only treatments, what are people looking for from neurotoxins and fillers?
So neurotoxins are essentially, people might, and I'm always careful to make sure that we say it correctly, people often call it Botox. That's a brand. It's like saying I'm vacuuming my house, but you say you're hoovering. So just to denote that when you go and have a neurotoxin and you call it Botox for yourself, it might not be Botox that you're receiving. There's many a brand, but ultimately the premise or the goal of that is that it slightly paralyzes the muscle, so you don't have that same range of mobility. So classic example that people might visualize is around the forehead, give a big frown, nothing's really moving. It might suggest that you've had that neurotoxin there. Yeah. People tend to get it on the upper part of the face. It can be done on the lower part of the face. It can be done into the chin area. It can be done onto the neck as well. But ultimately, you're working on the muscle, not the skin. So this is where, if I can speak about my best friends in the whole wide world without mentioning names, we're heading towards that 40 mark. We're all starting to celebrate our birthdays. And a lot of them are getting those treatments done, but they're not looking after their skin. So they're potentially paralyzing the muscle, but the redness, the pigment, the texture, the hydration, that's all still a reality. So all I'd encourage you to think of is, if you're going down that road, obviously a consult, as we said, go to a really highly reputable dermatologist clinic or a doctor's clinic, and then don't confuse it with now not needing to cleanse, serum, retinol, SPF. They do two totally different roles.
This is just the base almost.
Ultimately.
Yeah. Yes. And then going from there. Jennifer, as always, thanks a million. I could talk to you all day about skin. We will see you next month.
You will?
Yes, we're very excited.
We'll be talking about a very exciting topic.
Stunning. That was Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skin Ingredients and The Skin Nerd. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.